Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're combining all of our topics with one music bump. This is 720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. According to the article I'm reading, more than 1.5 million households in Illinois receive water services from one of two private for-profit companies, Illinois American Water and Aqua Illinois. A state law passed in 2013 allowed private companies to purchase water utilities and pass the acquisition costs on to its customers. Since then, 55 sales have been approved and water customers have paid $402 million for the
privatization?
That's it. Of the water utilities. Representative Syed, you must be laughing, going, she can't even say that word? How are you today?
I'm doing well. I was just hoping I wouldn't also have to say that word.
You know,
you took that one.
You know, like I talked to John Williams about this today. You know the word, you say it, and then you look at it in print, and all of a sudden your mind goes, I think I'm going to say it right. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for joining us. I know you represent the 51st District, and the proposed water rate hike could raise all of our bills by $30 a month, a little under $400, and you're opposed to this, correct?
I am very much opposed to this. People in my community are already very upset about the price that they have to pay for a basic need for water. And this $30 per month hike is just not acceptable, especially given the issues we've had with Aqua Illinois service in our area.
And tell everyone the area that the 51st District encompasses.
So I represent Palatine, Kildare, Hawthorne Woods, Lake Zurich. I'm out in the northwest suburbs, and I have 3,000 residents in Kildare and in Hawthorne Woods that are serviced by Aqua Illinois, and this rate hike would affect them.
So the state law that passed in 2013 that allowed private companies to purchase water utilities and then pass the acquisition costs on to customers, they said since then 55 sales have been approved. Who's approving them? What agency, what entity approves these sales?
The ICC would be involved. The Illinois Commerce Commission would be involved in these sales. But, you know, back when it passed in 2013, and this was way before I got elected, but the idea was, okay, there are aging systems that municipalities can't necessarily keep up with. You know, they should have an option to sell to a private company. But these private companies, they're coming in, they're buying these aged water systems at a very discounted price. And then to improve the system, to make money off of the system, they are passing on all the costs to consumers. So I actually filed a bill, House Bill 5157, that would make sure that when a water utility company is coming in, their shareholders would have to cover the majority of the price tag when they buy a local water or wastewater system and when they want to make improvements to that system.
And I know a lot of women who were pregnant were emailing you about this issue, about the water issue. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so last 4th of July weekend, so a little over a year ago, we had a huge issue in Kildare and Hawthorne Woods, the areas that are serviced by Aqua Illinois, where there was a water leak. And for 5 days over this long weekend, they could not identify where the water leak was. People were not having access to clean drinking water, having absolutely no access to water in some cases for a majority of those 5 days. And we were getting calls and emails from seniors in our community who didn't know how to navigate the situation, from women that were 9 months pregnant, struggling to, you know, to flush their toilets, from parents that needed to bathe their kids and not knowing how to navigate that situation. So, you know, this was 5 days of poor communication from this private company, of no access to water. And then at the end of the day, folks got a $100 gift card saying, you know, we're very sorry. And they did try to fix the issue. But at the end of the day, people in my community dealt with this huge issue last year and don't feel like this $30 per month rate hike is justified given the high cost that they already spend on this utility.
Yeah, and I get it. There are communities that just were released from a boil order. I have been in a situation where I was under a boil water for 4 or 5 days. They didn't offer anything. And here's the issue with that. You don't realize what an inconvenience it is when you shouldn't be using that water to wash your hands, brush your teeth, take a shower, feed your dog. I mean, it's something that we rely on. And at least your people got a $100 gift card. So somebody just sent me their monthly bill. It says water fee, $55, sewer fee, $55, water sewer tax, $31, garbage tax, $10, total $151. And the city says the rate will increase 3.37% on 6/1/24. I'm assuming this is a Chicago person. But they pointed out that the city is taxing its own fee, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those taxes and those fees actually add up to almost as much as what the bill itself is. Is that a fair statement?
And I'd have to take a look. It depends on which municipality, you know, municipalities that control their own water systems are, they're the ones responsible for issuing the bill. So I haven't seen a Chicago water bill, but, you know, these private companies, they are similarly able to have additional fees in there. There's like a fire protection surcharge in there. And there's also this thing called QIP surcharge. And this QIP surcharge speeds rate increases for utility customers. So in the same bill that I mentioned earlier, House Bill 5157, this would eliminate the QIP surcharge for private water utility bills, just so that people can go through a fair process through the ICC when there are rate hikes being discussed. And, you know, this $30 a month increase, it's not happening automatically. It still has to be approved by the ICC. But we want to make sure if there are any other ways to just jump the gun and get a quick rate increase, the QIP surcharge is not used as a way of doing that.
Right. And so there are going to be public meetings. Sometimes I feel like, you know, sometimes decisions are already made before they even listen to the public, but will you be attending, and are you encouraging your constituents to attend and make their voice heard?
Yes, I do hope to attend, and I plan to attend, and I we've sent out information to our constituents about specifically about Aqua's hearings that will be happening in Crystal Lake and as well as some other communities. So we want folks to do whatever, if they have any issue with these rate increases, please do make your voices heard. You know, the ICC has public comment available online as well. But it is important for the ICC when, you know, they're making decisions about this, they hear from people that are actually being serviced by these utility companies to see whether or not, you know, this rate hike is actually justified. And if it's not, I really do hope that that is made clear and that is reflected in the decision that they ultimately make.
In your district, the Crystal Lake meeting will take place on July 29th, July 22nd. There's a public hearing in Bolingbrook, July 23rd in Champaign, and then August 1st in Bourbonnais. So make your voice heard. I mean, I think it does make a difference. And if they want to find out more about your bill, tell everyone the number that they can look up again.
Yes, this is House Bill 5157. And to look up any bills, you go to ilga.gov.
Thank you.
ilga.gov.
ilga.gov. Thank you so much for joining us, Representative.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
You too, Representative Nabila Syed. Check out that House bill. Make your voice heard. Steve's News next on 720 WGN. Lisa.